This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, and I'm Virgie Rodriguez here for season 2 of A Race of Your Own, where we talk about how inspiration leads to resilience, or the other way around. Resilience leads to inspiration, whatever floats your boat. And so this week's guest, I have a Dominican writer, director, actor, producer. She's based here in Los Angeles. She's directed an award-winning project, which includes Dumi Girls. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. And her debut feature film, One Guy, Too Many Dates, which on that film, she also launched a dating app called She Knows, where she merged tech and storytelling to create even more impact. She is all about and passionate about elevating diverse voices and telling stories that center around women, empowerment, and inclusion. And she's building a bold slate of projects designed to entertain, inspire, and spark conversations around those topics. Miss Yesendi Trinidad.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Sí. Ya tú sabes. So, yo estoy tratando de hacer más episodios Spanglish. So, okay. Si quiere hablarlo en español.
Let's do it.
Lo vamos a hablar en español. I've been telling some of the viewers and listeners that, you know, for those of you that learned Spanish in high school and you still got those texts, some people still have their high school textbooks. I don't know. Pull them out. We're going to learn some Spanish with some English. So we're the Spanglish. Yesendi, muchísimas gracias por estar aquí hoy. Te lo agradezco.
No, gracias por invitarme. This means a lot.
Yeah, it does. And you know, I think one of the reasons I wanted to have you on was just because of your tenacity in your projects. You know, you're really out there and you were just telling me, you were just sharing. You're like, I'm coloring my project and I'm color grading it and I'm getting through it. Now I got to edit it and whatever. And I mean, your job doesn't end. And I know a lot of what I talk about on here is about independent filmmaking and people going out and you're actually living it and you're doing it. Right. Yeah. And you're every time I talk to you, you're like, I'm still editing or I'm still color grading or I'm still, you know, your job just doesn't end. Yeah. So can you talk to us a little bit about kind of your path here to get to this point? What did you find important in wanting to be a storyteller?
Well, for me right now, when it comes like now that I'm in post-production, people think, oh, you just shot the movie and it's done. No, I'm just starting right now. Because now that this filming is done, it's going to be now, okay, coloring. And then we have to think about marketing in the film festival, and it's gonna be only like a screening, everything that we have to do to get the movie out there. So it's not done for me. Like, girl, when I'm telling you, I barely sleep.
It's a never-ending job. Yeah. I mean, because I talk a lot. A lot of the people that I have on here, we talk about, like, well, independent filmmaking and a lot of people that have done some really big projects. But, you know, actually having someone here, that's why I felt like it was important for you to be here. As a Latina, yeah, during Hispanic Heritage Month, mm-hmm, you know, as a Dominican storyteller, because I feel like just us telling our stories from our point of view is just as important. And that's where we really resonate.
Yes.
You know, it's you're doing it. Like, you're actually, mm-hmm, out there doing it, and it's a job that doesn't end.
Yeah, when I tell you filmmaking on my own terms means creating without excuses. Mm. Just creativity, pure creativity and resilience for me. Like, one day I wake up and I say, because I've been pitching another project, Domi Girls.
I was hoping I said that right. That was like, help, I said
that. Bonito, like Domi Girls. So that one, we won many awards, like, you know, in Europe, mm-hmm, here in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying, like, you know, you meet with people in LA. This is always happening.
It's always a meeting.
You meet with people and some people say, yeah, I'm going to get you the money. And then you waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm like, it takes up five more projects. You got scripts. Which one we going to do? And one day I said, I'm making this movie. And that was the first thing. When I'm telling you, the cast, between cast and crew, we were 160 people.
Wow. That's a big
160
crew.
People. This girl right here did that. And that's not even counting post-production.
Wow. Right.
That's on the other side.
Right.
And I say, I'm going to do it. And I put, like, you know, I contact most of the actors that I know. Mm-hmm. Because something about me is, if you're my friend, you're in the movie, you're in every project.
Well, a lot of people in Hollywood do that. A lot of people, yeah, in Hollywood keep the crews the same. They keep their
yes,
crew of, whether it's actors or producers or directors or writers, mm-hmm, they all move as a unit, right?
Yeah, and I noticed that. Like, for example, I was watching The Studios. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it.
That's one of my favorites this year. When I'm telling you, when I watched that, I would start telling everyone, you need to watch The Studio.
Right.
And I noticed, like Seth, he always got the same people. Mm-hmm. Zac Efron, all these people are in all his movie. And I'm like, Jacinda, you're doing the same thing. Like,
right,
you know, and even if you don't know the person, I like to give people opportunity.
Yeah.
Even in the set, like, you know, the script supervisor, she was in the movie. I was like, oh, you want
to be in this?
Because she's an actress as right, well, but she's really good at what she does. And she going to school for it. Right. And I'm like, okay, I got this part. You want to do it? I give like three or four people their opportunity. And it's like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And it's just like that for me. So just having that, like, the mentality, like, people is still like waiting. Oh, I got this project, but I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you have to go out there, put yourself out there and start doing it yourself. Because if you know, you're going to be wasting your time this whole time waiting for someone to give you the money to make, mm-hmm, the movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, now this movie is going to get me the money to do my other project.
And it's feeding into the next thing, which is feeding into the next thing, which is important, right?
Yes.
And do you find for yourself as a Latina, mm-hmm, right, and trying to tell a certain narrative, right? Do you find that when you are pitching to, whether, you know, this is specific, do you find them wanting to kind of change anything within the script or change within, like, when it comes to your narrative? Right. Like, yeah, do you find it really important to want to bring people in specific, mm-hmm, that see eye to eye with you on the image you're trying to portray?
Yes. Like, for example, right now, and this is always something that I do in every project that I have. I'm all about diversity and inclusion. In every project that I have a cast of full of like international baby. When I'm telling you international, I have the Indian, I have the African-American, the Latinos, the Russian, the everyone.
Right.
Like, in this movie, you're going to see everyone.
Right.
Even Australia. But I got everyone.
But that's the real,
yeah,
world, right?
Exactly.
Like, that's the real world. Like, if, I don't know, that's the real world.
Yeah, but unfortunately, what we see here in Hollywood is always like the same people. Like, like even the Latinos, I'm like, okay, why? But we are more. We are not only like one type.
One note. Right.
Exactly.
Right. And I've had that discussion before, and I know I ruffled some feathers last time. I had a discussion a few years ago. Yeah. I was like a part of a panel, and we talked about white passing Latinos versus Afro-Latinas or Afro-Latinos, you know, and that whole discussion. And I know some people, they're like, you know, you can't talk about that. And I'm like, why can I? It's true. It's real. It's still, I think there's a narrative out there of what Afro-Latinas and how they're portrayed versus white passing Latinas, for specifically the women, and what that looks like. So, and the men too. But, you know, I just feel like controlling that narrative a little bit in independent filmmaking is like so important. And it's great to see that you're like so passionate about it and you're doing it.
But you know what? It had to start with us. Because unfortunately in Hollywood, it's like, we are, okay, Latinos is only a group of people here that are doing, like, really have the opportunity to with the streamers. But they always go only with the same people.
Yeah.
So you want to me to support you, but are you supporting?
No, they're not.
You know, they are not.
No.
Exactly.
Or if they are, it's painting a certain picture.
Exactly.
Of what that looks like and
like
what that's supposed to be.
Bring in the room, in the writer's room, bring a Dominicana. Not only bring only the same type of people all the time. Bring like different.
Well, a Dominicana like, just won as a writer on a TV show.
Yes, but that's a good thing. That's what Seth Rogen did. He bring a Dominican in it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But when I'm saying here in Hollywood, like, you know, it's always the same.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that. Like, sometimes I say, Gisendi, take a step back. You are very, like, you know, like, vocal about things, and you say things, and people, they don't like it.
Dominicana al fin.
Exacto, porque no le gusta que le digan la verdad.
No, de verdad.
You know, so I'm just like...
Yo no sé qué si, no que le gusta que le digan la verdad. I don't, yo no sé si es eso, o si es que no le gusta que sabemos la verdad.
Bueno, también, yes.
You know what I mean?
Sí.
Más que nada, porque para mí es que, you know, es una cosa, you know, es tener una ilusión de todo es perfecto y es así, pero la verdad es debajo de todo eso lo que se ve y nosotros lo vemos y lo decimos y I think es que lo que le molesta más que nada es que sabemos lo que es debajo de todo. So, para mí es eso, I don't know.
Yeah, like from, like, in my experience, I get more support from white and black community.
Yeah.
Than Latinos.
Yeah. It's weird.
Unfortunately, it's the truth. Like,
yeah.
Like, when it comes, like,
we
yeah.
don't support, like, it's like, it's not just cut and dry. Like, we don't support each other. It's just, yes.
Like, if it's the type of people, like, you know, the friend circle, the people that you know, they will go be there and support your project and say, hey, yeah, I want to be part of this. Yes. But when it comes outside of that, you find yourself and say, well, why? It's like, I'm doing all of this. And some people, they don't see it, or they don't want to see it, or they don't want to support.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm just like, you know, going to be doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to create, like, you know, projects for everyone, not only, like, you know, for one type, for everyone.
Yeah. I think having a, like, multicultural.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Right?
Yes.
Is like big because we don't, I don't know, for me, my group of friends... Yes, I have friends from Australia, just like I have friends from, you know, Europe, parts of Europe, like, or, you know, or Asia or whatever. It's just, it's the real world.
Yes.
that's the real world, mm-hmm. right? Like that's really the real world. And even in Dominican cinema, you know, that it can be one note mm-hmm. and it can be one type of story versus breaking out of that and doing something different, which is like kind of what you're doing, right?
Yes.
And you've said that like some of the important parts for yourself is kind of being passionate about telling these diverse stories, right? Mm-hmm. So for you growing up, what was something that you saw that made you be like, was there something like as a kid growing up that you saw that you were like, I want to do that different?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay. So, you know, they have like Disney, they have, Ariel, tienen la princesa, Blancanieves,
sí.
and they have all of this.
Sí.
So when I was little, I couldn't say, oh, any of this
is like you.
Yeah. The only one that I was so excited and I loved it. And I say, if I have a girl, I'm going to call her Esmeralda. It was because the Hunchback Notre Dame. Because she looked like me. I was like, oh my God. And my mom was like, Mom, just leave it there. I really like this.
Right.
Because I was like, coño, yo soy morenita, pero no veo morenita
en
televisión.
Right. Nunca.
Yeah.
Nunca.
And that was something that I'm like, okay, growing up, what I wanted to be was a singer. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I used to like sing and play the violin and all of that. Until I got the opportunity to work on set. Like, you know, I auditioned and I booked right away. And then when I see myself, oh, this is what I want to do. And coming here and going to auditions and here and there. And I remember someone from Boston told me, never lose your accent. That's what makes you different.
Yep.
And here I was like, oh, seeing people trying to change me to speak with an American
monotone
accent.
Yeah.
And I know for me, some of the roles are going to be limited because of my accent. But I'm like, I'm going to start creating. I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah.
And not only for me, and seeing myself in front of the TV and behind camera as well. You know, it's like, I like this.
Yeah.
I like being behind the camera as well. Like directing, writing, producing. I watch so many shows that I'm like, when I'm telling you, I have watched almost Netflix completely. Apple
the whole
TV,
library.
Everything. Like I love watching because I learn so much.
Well, the art of storytelling. A lot of, you know, Netflix and Apple, like they have some great shows.
Oh, yes, they do.
They do with some great writing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's like one of the best ways to like learn. Is that something that you like? Is there a favorite director or writer that you have that you like watch and you were like, yes. Like,
well, directors, I love Damien Chazelle. Not only because I work with him, but the guy, I saw him on set as well.
Say his name again.
Damien Chazelle.
I don't know.
Damien Chazelle is the one from La La Land in Babylon.
Oh,
yes.
I've seen La La Land.
And and I saw him like, you know, doing like on set.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like really good.
Yeah.
And he's one of the people that I really like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love watching his movies. Mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese is amazing.
Of course. Yeah.
He's
a great storyteller.
Yeah.
I like Scorsese too, a lot.
Yeah, when it comes to entrepreneur and business, my number one is Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. As of a studio, yes.
Yes.
And as of output, yes.
Yes. Like the guy, and I love what he does when it comes to talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like he really like...
Gives an opportunity
and really pay actors what they deserve.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's something for me, like Tyler Perry. I'm like, I'm going to be the next Tyler Perry. I'm working on it. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Right.
God knows. Like, when I started doing the movie, I was like, Papá Dios, yo no sé, yo estoy haciendo esto. Like, you know, I trust you.
Right.
And everything comes in a way that I was like, wow.
Is faith big for you?
Oh, yes.
Faith.
It's big. Big. I'm big in faith.
Walking by faith, not sight.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of this path is that.
Yes.
Right? In a lot of ways. It's like being mm-hmm. able to, because you have a slate of stuff. So how was that? How did the tech with the app kind of happened. Was that something, like, how did you strategize that? And I'm only, which will go on into like AI after that kind of answer. Yeah. But like, how did you go, all right, I'm going to launch an app? Because as an independent filmmaker, it's already expensive to try to make a film,
yes.
right? On your own. And then you're adding an app, which is also expensive.
Yes. Well, the movie, when I wrote the movie, is about this girl that create an app for women. And this is a crazy thing because...
But it was a real dating app?
It's a real dating app that I'm creating. That's well, funny. In the movie, she's talking about, oh, you know what? I'm a software engineer. Right. I can do this. And so she created this app for women. And it's a dating app. But, like, you know, when they found, like, they dating the same guy there, it's become more about women empowerment. And it's a beautiful movie.
Okay. Like,
it's beautiful.
And when you're in the process of shooting. You shot that already.
I already shot, but this is the funny part. It's an app out there called T-App that I just found out 2 months ago.
Okay.
The movie I shot, like, you know, is done. So the whole situation that came out, and I found it because of TikTok, everyone was talking about it. And people are going to think it's about the same. And it's not. Oh. But the crazy thing in the movie, the guys also come out with an app talking about women. And all of this just happened like 2 months ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I felt like I went to...
You're like Twilight Zone.
The Simpsons, you know, they predict everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, am I in an episode of The Simpsons? Because everyone is calling me, Gisendi. And I'm like, girl, I shot this movie long time ago. This came out.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is happening right now.
Right.
So I would love for everyone to go and go watch it because it's going to be.
So when does that come out?
My movie?
Yeah.
It's going to come out next year.
Okay.
We already have.
2026.
So we already have in-flight distribution.
Nice.
Yes.
It's going to be on a plane?
Oh, yes. It's going to be private jets. It's going to be on cruises and it's going to be in planes.
That's amazing.
So when I start shooting, I already know all of that because I already, like, you know, and I told the whole cast and the
that's
crew.
That's amazing.
This movie's going to be on this. Yeah, because I already talked to someone that's interesting. I told him, listen, I got this script. He's like, I'm going to put it in these places. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Congratulations.
And that's how, like, thank you. Yeah. So I went with my mind, like, you know, on that. And now we're gonna get it to distributor to see who wants it.
Because right.
I feel like romantic comedy is easy to sell.
Yeah.
And
rom-coms are fun.
Oh, yeah, they're fun. Yes.
They're fun. And they're fun to shoot. They're fun.
And the cast, like, everyone's a working actor in it.
Right.
Everyone,
right.
like, I have serious regular. I got people from movies. I got all of them. They are really good.
Nice.
So I did a good casting.
Yeah. It's just the independent filmmaking process, right? Like, again, I've talked about it, you know, all last season. I was like, what do you feel independent filmmaking is going? Where do you feel? And I've talked about it with so many executive producers, right, that do their own shows and their own stuff. But sometimes they have ties with either streamer or platform already. So it's like talking from like their level of expertise, right?
Yes.
Versus like having an actual independent producer that is actually doing it independently on their own, no studio backing, and getting your movie on planes and cruises and things. You know, it's commendable. And it's like, congratulations, like you deserve, you know, all the accolades, all the things. Because you're walking in that truth, right? You're walking in that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always, you know, not everybody, it's not as easy. And I feel like that's when I'm going to go into AI. Like, where do you feel it? Do you feel like AI is going to play into any of your stuff when it comes into like the app or like more tech stuff, like where you combine filmmaking with your AI stuff? Like, you as an independent producer, like, how do you feel about AI? Is that something that you want?
Well, I feel like, you know, technology, It could be together in a way that is not going to... I know everything when it comes to actors, like AI actors, I'm like, no.
Right.
You know? But using it like, you know, that it could, like, complementing anything that you're going to use in your movie. Because you're going to see some VFX. You're going to see the girl creating the app. And even my app is going to have some AI features.
Right.
Because I'm doing it very different than the other dating apps out there.
So it's going to be a real dating app.
Yes, it is. I already working on it.
Can you talk about like how is it gonna? You know how Tinder you swipe, or like some of the other ones. I don't know.
No,
like,
well, and this in my app. Okay, it's gonna.
Can you
be,
talk about it?
I can talk about it a little bit.
A little,
but, you know
what you can.
Yes.
Don't give too much away.
I'm not gonna give too much away.
Okay, good.
One thing I can say: men can join the app.
Okay.
It's an app for women, but men can join in a respect mode.
Okay.
You know,
meaning what does that mean?
Meaning, like, you know, it's a quiz, and also it's gonna be a platform.
They gotta take a quiz before they join.
Yes.
Okay. And, I love it. What are the kind of questions that they have?
Oh, like, I can tell you how much I can get. And
so men have to take a quiz to join this app.
Yes, and and it's gonna be dating in the app, like, you know, women. Okay. My app is gonna be more for people that are really looking for a serious relationship.
But they all say that.
No. And my, you're gonna see, like, you know, what is the reason that they there, and it's gonna see, are you looking for a serious relationship? It's not gonna be, oh, I don't know, just casual. It's not casual dating on here. I'm sorry, no casual dating. It's going to be healthy. It's not going to be gossiping.
Right.
Any of that. Like, you know, yes, women is going to be able to rate men in a way that.
No.
Yes.
Like rate like 1 to 10. Like this rating, guy's a like, 5.
No. In a way that they go
or
out.
This like, guy's you know, a 2.
No, not like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, if they go on a date, well, mine's going to have, I don't want to tell you everything.
Okay, no, but, tell me everything. Sorry, because I keep asking questions. Well,
for men, it's going to be an option for them to dispute any negative comment that women say.
So and, women leave reviews for men?
Yeah.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Yes. But in a way that, like, you know, they have to show proof, because women lie. Some women lie.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, exactly. Some women lie. So, you know, you had to show me what, like, you know, what
like, he
happened.
Didn't pay the bill, see? And
okay.
Then he, like, put up the receipt. He didn't pay for dinner.
You know,
he stiffed me with the bill.
But it's going to be more like a healthy app, like, because I'm building something that's going to be good.
Okay, good.
In a way that is totally different. I've been in so many dating apps that I'm just like, like, I don't pass 24 hours. After 24 hours, I'm deleting everything.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the energy just to be talking to someone. And then you're just swiping. I can't do that.
Nope.
You know? Nope. So, and it's going to be global.
I'm
doing a global.
I'm excited.
When I'm telling you, I already have everything.
I'm excited. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait. So 2026 is going to be.
It's coming out in 2026.
I can't wait.
And it's going to be. I also have in my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
You can see that you can go to the Chino's dating app.
Uh-huh.
And you can go and put in it's a wait list. So you can sign up.
For the dating app now.
Yes.
I love it.
Women, and
it's very exclusive.
For, yeah.
It's very like, no, we're not wasting time here.
Women, like, you know, so they know when it's going to be launch.
That's amazing. I think I'm going to sign up. I didn't know that. I'm going to check your mm-hmm. your Insta out, and I'm going to do that's amazing. And I think it's just, you know, the narrative around women.
Yes.
Right. And just like dating and like setting a standard, and mm-hmm. it's not to be mean. It's not to be like, I'm better than you. Like, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's not personal. It's just like I just had who you saw, mm-hmm. you know, Chris on here, a friend of mine. On here, and we were talking about Chris Denson, and he was talking about like loneliness epidemic.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And he was saying how, and I was like, no, that literally was like a thing amongst men right now, mm-hmm. where it's like, it was in Psychology Today. It was like a proper study that's what's going on. And it's, you know, there's a larger conversation about women decentering men. Right. And mm-hmm. it's not because they want to, It's just because it's like self-care and self-love has become yes. such a big thing where it's like it's mental health, it's peace, it's like self-care, self-love. Like that's more important than anything. And it's not about, you know, and I can't stand the discourse around, you know, well, women just feel like they're better than men. It's like, no, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
My mental health and my peace and my self-love is more important than anything, mm-hmm. even if it came down to family members. Like, if there's a family member that's like, whatever, I don't care. Like, bye. Like, no, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so, you know, putting that kind of power back into like, hey, this can be a healthy space coming yes. from like a woman entrepreneur in that mm-hmm. sense and saying, no, this can be a healthy space. This can be a real thing. And it's like, yeah, step up to the plate like the way I would like, you know, it to be. It doesn't have to be this, you know, this like toxic thing where it's like, well, yeah, just casual. Nah.
No. And what inspires me more, it was when I wrote the script and everything, and I'm seeing the movie, and I was sitting with my composer, and we watch, and I'm talking to him, say, like, Jacinthe, like, I'm so entertaining watching this, like, you know, he's like, you should create the app. And I'm like, I've been thinking about that, because I'm mentioning all these features in the movie, instead of someone going get my idea, I'm going to go and do it myself.
Right.
So...
Well, that's a whole other thing, too. Just us even talking about it now, I'm sure somebody will be inspired by something we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of social media at this point. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's kind of like, you know, it'll never be an original. Right. Mm-hmm. Thing. Right. Yes. Like, so even if somebody did try or whatever, it's what I have found. For me and my own truth is that mm-hmm. it'll just make your thing shine brighter. Like the original always shines brighter.
Yes.
So that's okay. Right. It just means you're on the right path. It mm-hmm. just means like Chris Denson has said, it's just like he got it from a book where it was like, you know, it was just that moment for that ideas to be born, like for that mm-hmm. idea to be born. So I think it's fabulous. I think, you know, having this film with this app, and like I'm excited to see how it's gonna go. I'm gonna sign up for updates
and tell
for sure.
Your friends, so guys, please.
But no. You're gonna have to take a quiz.
Yeah, the guys. Look, even my friend was like, "Why can't I join?" I'm like, should I put men? Yes, I'm gonna put men on this because I got a guy friend who was telling me, like, I love everything that you're doing, and I'm like, yeah. Okay, you are another person telling me that. You want to be in the app. I wanted to do only this for women. I'm like, no. Let's put men's too. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I've never bought into the whole like men versus women. Da, da, da. Like, yes, we have differences. Yes, there's certain things on both sides, right?
Yes.
But I don't see why not. Like, mm-hmm. sure, for women, whatever. But yeah, sure, there's guys out there that are great. I have a ton of guy friends that are great that would be like, oh my God, that'd be so cool, right? Like, yeah. That'd be so awesome. So moving forward, so you're working on that. What's next?
Okay, next.
You're like, where do good. I start? You're like, right now or in life? And I'm like, yeah. Both.
Well, next, like, I'm going to focus for next year just in getting this movie out there,
right.
Doing press, doing everything that yeah. I need to do for the movie. That's why all my focus is right now.
Yeah.
When I'm telling you, girl, like, I don't sleep because my colorist, he's not here. He's in another country.
Right.
And you see me 3 a.m. waking up just seeing if I get a message. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he sent me, please check this. And I had to watch and I had to put in the TV to see how it looks. And then I had to wake up and go to work at 5:30 a.m. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't have a life.
No.
I don't go out like no. I used to.
Uh-uh.
Like, if I go out, like, I was telling my other co-producer, Mariah. Oh, you met Mariah?
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, Mariah, you're going to think I've been boring lately because I don't go out to anybody. I just like, no, girl, I understand.
Yeah.
You've been so focused and doing what you need to do. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm just.
Well, when you're working independently or like even entrepreneur, and I use that word loosely because mm-hmm. I feel like so many people use that word, right? But it's like yeah. you're your own boss in that sense. It's mm-hmm. it's like work-life balance doesn't exist, right? And yeah. and so what are the things that you can do to have work-life balance. It's like there is no work-life balance, right?
Not even dating for me. People ask me, I'm like, I don't even thinking about that. I don't want to date anybody. I just want to make money and just do my movie. And you know what it is? I think I've been healing too much.
I date myself. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Who are you dating? Myself. You know, I'll take myself out. Or like with my friends or my family.
Yeah,
you know,
I think whatever. I've been healing too much. That's what it is. When you like, I know some people, they get out of a relationship and a month later, they are in another relationship. Yeah. I cannot do that.
Right.
Like for me is if like I date with intention. Mm. If I'm dating you, it's because I see a future. I want to go like, this is going to be my last one. Mm-hmm. I always think this is going to be my last one, you know? Mm-hmm. And in the moment that I go into a heartbreak, it takes me time to process and heal. So when I'm healing, I'm like, I don't have time to be like thinking I'm dating, I'm like, you know, right. And find someone else to do. No.
I think when the moment is right, it happens. Girl, right.
I feel so happy and so like
at peace.
At peace.
But it's also, when I've learned, and maybe I've learned it too much, maybe it being interdependent, so codependent, and you're leaning on someone and you're leaning on them making you feel whole or whatever that definition is for people. Mm-hmm. I feel like codependency is a little different for people. Yes. But interdependency, it's like actually being an independent person on your own, knowing your life, being excited for your life and what you got going on and happy with everything that's going on and at peace. And I mean, that's in a perfect world, right? Everything is just like perfect. Nothing's perfect, right? But like interdependent and being independent and then like two people coming together and having this interdependent relationship, which I've talked about a lot before, like just even social, like online. I think that especially in what we're doing, it's like the more you walk in your truth, the more you walk in your purpose, you start to attract those types of people in your life. Sure, just personally, but also just like romantically. So those people that are going to uplift what you're doing, that are going to support what you're doing, that are going to look at you as, yeah, maybe ambitious and doing your thing. And but they're supporting that and they're not looking down on that. Yes. And so I think that's where the balance is for me anyway. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, I came up in an industry and as a dancer and as a choreographer that there was a moment in time. And again, talking about this with another guest, it's like there was a moment in time where it was we were peers and we supported one another, men and women. And it wasn't this thing. And somewhere the shift happened where being a peer became a fan. And so that discourse is interesting because it leans into misogyny a little bit and it leans into something that isn't accurate because us as women and women of color, Latinas, you know, being ambitious is looked down upon and it's like, who does she think she is? Versus like, I'm doing what any man would be doing.
Exactly.
But for whatever reason, you know, you can't have opinion. You can't draw a line. You can't be independent. You can't like you have to play a certain role versus just walking in your truth and walking in what feels right to you.
Yes.
Right. Like it feels right to be like, no, I want to tell this story. And I will probably piss people off that I just said that, but I don't care at this point. You know, I'm just at that point where it's just like, it's such a tired discourse.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, and we've heard women in the industry talk about this so many times before, you know, I think that, again, just for me and the other women in my life that are, you know, in the business and producing and independently producing, they come across the same thing and they're like, you just have to kind of push through. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's with everything else. So it's like dating is not at the forefront. Not because you don't want it to be. It's just like, it's like I got to get so much stuff done.
Oh, yes.
First.
Yeah. And when I'm trying to see like, okay, let me see if you're going to give a try. And then I notice things like I'm in a point in my life that even red flags, the first thing that I see, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm sorry. I don't have time for it.
Games.
Yeah.
I can't.
The love bombing. I know. I'm sorry. I don't have time.
Nope. And that's fine. Like, I don't know. I'm also the type that's just like, let's just be friends. Like, I don't know. I've gotten to that point. And maybe it's just being so independent. I don't know. I feel like I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm so independent. That's also dangerous.
Yeah, no, I'm open. I'm open to a man to, you know, to spoil me and everything. And
soft girl
me.
Era? Soft yes, girl era? Yeah. Soft girl era.
But at the same time, it's just like I'm just doing everything my own.
Right. And likewise.
When you used to, like, you just like, the man that has to come, he needs to understand that everything that I'm doing right now, like, I'm not going to stop doing it.
Right.
And that's right. The problem. Some men, they don't want you to do. They want you to be cooking and cleaning. I'm sorry, honey. That's
barefoot
not,
and
that's
pregnant.
Not me. I would pay a cleaning lady to do it.
Right.
I don't have time for that. My mind is, how am I going to do my next project? What are the other things that I want so I can, like, you know,
yeah,
just be free?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I am between the intersection of traditional, mm-hmm. right? Traditional and like, yes, I want to just do all these projects and do all these things. But I also lean to like, well, I could be traditional. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I can make dinner. I can be like, yeah, we can do those things.
I can order
things,
DoorDash
yeah.
and make believe it's dinner anytime. Yeah. Like, you know, no. But I feel like, yeah. So, something that I ask all my guests is, you know, sometimes in life you go uphill, downhill, you plateau, or you're just at a moment where there's just tumbleweeds. You're just at a crossroads. You don't know which way to go. What advice would you give someone that's looking to be an independent producer who wants to make a film, maybe attach an app to it, that is looking to go down this road, right? And how to help them stay in a race of your own? Because I almost feel like you're really the definition of being in a race of your own, where you're just like, no, I just have this movie. I mm-hmm. just have this idea and I'm just going for it. What would you say? What advice would you give someone that wants to take this similar path to what you're doing?
Well, first of all, you need to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. If you believe in yourself and you know that God put that feeling, that, because sometimes you say, why am I doing this? Like, what, like, he's not going to get me all the way from Massachusetts, Dominican Republic, to come here and just be like, for the last, I've been 12 years already, for me not to be able to succeed.
Yeah.
And when you start seeing everything that you have done, like from the time that you came here until now, and appreciate, you need to be grateful. Mm-hmm. For the little things. I came here with one credit. Right now I have 55 credits.
That's amazing.
And it's something that I'm just like, you see, I did this. Even if I'm writing it, even if you're doing it yourself, you just need to be able to pray. Always pray, believe in God, have faith. Because if he put it there for you, because he knows that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to believe yourself and say, you know what? I'm capable of doing this. And not having excuses.
Mm-hmm.
There is too many excuses like out there. Oh, because I don't have the money. It's a way for you to do it. There is people out there that if you say, hey, God, please put me the right people, the right crew. Put me like, you know, I just need your help on this. I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to put it for you.
Yeah. 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 Agreed. I think faith and confidence.
Faith and
confidence. And I think that that's, and some people believe in the universe or spirituality or God or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever that is, right? It's, but I also believe, you know, that that's, it's, it is, confidence is huge.
Yeah. And letting go anyone that comes and tell you something that is negative for you, like, you know, to like break that dream that you have and tell you, oh, you're not able to do it. Tu mamá, tu papá, tu primo, tu amigo, whoever's come and tell you are not capable of doing it, show them that you're capable. Like, let me tell you something. This is something that I say. Rejection is my motivation.
Love it.
Tell me that I cannot do something. I'm going to prove you 10 times that I'm going to do it. That's me. Like, when I'm like, oh, they think I cannot be able to do it. That I'm going to be, you know how many, in this part really hurt me because it comes from a friend. She didn't tell me, but she told someone that, oh no, Gisendi is not a director. She's not a writer. She's just only a producer. And I was like,
says who?
Okay. How many movies this person has done? that she has written, that she directed, that she put a whole crew together, not even one. So never listen to anybody that is not doing better than you in the field that you want to be doing.
You know what I find interesting and what I learned from the first season, and that's great because it's true, but what I learned from the first season was that the more you walk in your purpose, you inspire others to do the same, and they will actually watch what you're doing, lift what you're doing, and then be like, oh, look, I'm doing this thing. And it's like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I must be doing something right that I got so many people watching my stuff and being so inspired by it. I must be doing something right.
Yes.
So, to your point, yes, continue doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. I think lifting other women's voices, specifically in this space, is important. And women of color and our stories. It doesn't matter. You're Black, Latina, Asian, South Asian, whatever it is. I think our voices and our stories do need to be heard on that level. And you know, I think what you're doing is great. So continue. Yes. I think that that's what we need more of in the world. I think we need women, more women supporting women. I don't think the mean girl culture is going to last or has lasted at all. You know, the mean girl bullies, cyberbullying, cyber stalking, like all that stuff is over. And I think having our voices heard in this sense is important, because you would be surprised at how many people are actually inspired by the work that you do. And that should be a testament to the path that you're walking.
Yeah. So. And even my executive producer, my London Moore, he was telling me this.
I know London.
You know London? Yeah.
Shout out London Moore.
London Moore, celebrity red carpet, baby. Yes. Yeah, London.
Shout out London. Oh, my God. I haven't seen him in years.
He's the executive producer of this movie. And let me tell
you. We got
to
talk after.
Yeah, let me tell you. When I said I'm going to do this movie, the first person I called was him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, London, listen, I'm planning to do this movie. I would like for you to come as executive producer. What? Yes, she sent it. Yeah, tell me what you need. Let me tell you, I know London for like,
I haven't seen him in years.
And London, like, you know, we've been friends for a long time. He was my first manager when I moved here.
Wow.
Because he has a, like, you know, an agency that time. But like, we have, like, we work really good together. He believes in me and the projects and everything. And he was telling me, Gisende, you've been inspiring a lot of people right now with everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And something that I said is, there is no people like with jealousy and envy out there. You inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're tan envidiosos. No, mi amor, ella está inspirada por el trabajo que tú estás haciendo.
Alguien dijo, bueno, lo dijeron on TikTok, pero lo voy a decir en inglés, pero lo dijeron. They're like, people will not like you, but they'll watch everything you do trying to become you. That's a fan.
Yes.
That's a fan. It's like, it's not the other way around. I'm not watching you to do anything. I'm watching you watch me watch you. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just funny to like, it's like people will not like you. They'll watch everything you do trying to become you. That's a fan. So it's not the other way around. So yeah, it's like, let that energy be what it is and like, leave it out there and keep doing what you're doing. Because, you know, when something is put in your heart, like you said, in your spirit, it's your purpose. At that point. And walking in purpose is more important than what anybody has to say, think, feel, move, whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes you're going to feel like, oh, I cannot do this anymore. What am I doing this? Like,
you'll doubt yourself.
Yeah. There are moments that we get like today, but then I'm like, for me, I'm like, Gisende, I'm not a quitter. Like, for me, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep doing it until something, like, something's going to happen. When you are resilient, when you are, like, you know, for me, that's my superpower. Resilience is my superpower. I would be like, yeah, something about me, I'm going to get it done. Yeah. And all my friends, like my girlfriends that I have now, they say, Gisende, if it's someone that's going to get it done, it's you.
It's good, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
When you're a winner, you're a winner. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. No matter what anybody else says, thinks, feels. That's their opinion. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. And when you got to draw a line, you draw a line. And when you got to draw a boundary, you draw a boundary for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just, it sucks sometimes that that you see those things out there and you're like, tag, really?
Mm-hmm.
You? You know what I mean?
It's kind of sad at the same time because sometimes you want to, like, you have people that you love them so much.
Yes.
And you want to be doing, being able to do all of this. It was people that I want to bring with me to do
absolutely
all these things that I'm doing right now. And I'm like, I have to love you from a far away because when you ask God, please, God, show me, he's going to show you.
Oh.
And when you say, please remove anyone that has any harm or any bad feeling about me that you know deep, like in heart that they don't want the best for me, please remove them. And when he start removing, I start crying. But why? But you ask me, like, you know, but why? Like, you know, I didn't even tell this person we do this. And I'm like, yeah.
And sometimes you just got to say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
That's it. And that's how we're going to end this episode.
Yes.
Thank you, Yusendi, for being here. Really appreciate it. I so appreciate it. And this is Virgie Rodriguez for A Race of Your Own for season 2. Leave us comments, questions for Yusendi. We'll give you release dates and all that stuff. Look out for her film.
Yes.
Look out for her. Sign up for her app because I want to know.
She knows app, baby.
She knows. She knows app. Sign up to like be, you know, let so you can find out when that's going to drop. But thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Keep posted. We'll have more episodes. Bye.
Bye.